From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 1st. Coming up, a new radio station launches today that will amplify Black voices and music with R&B, gospel, jazz, and high-quality news programs. More on that story coming up, but first, these headlines. February is Black History Month, and to kick it off, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle joined local leaders yesterday in commemorating Black heritage and achievement. Preckwinkle says the county has a comprehensive strategic plan to tackle racism.
Equity is not a buzzword for us. It's a foundational value that guides every decision that we make. In Cook County, we're proud to champion initiatives that reflect our commitment to building a more inclusive and equitable community.
Cook County's policy roadmap for the next 3 years includes plans to address racial disparities in health and wealth. The county was also one of four recipients nationwide to get $500,000 from the MacArthur Foundation to combat racial inequities in the legal system. The battle to keep Donald Trump off Illinois' primary ballot has now made its way to state court. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Five Illinois voters are asking the Cook County Circuit Court to block Trump, arguing he violated the Constitution by engaging in an insurrection, which they say disqualifies him from holding office. They're backed by the voting rights group Free Speech for People and are asking the court to move quickly on their case, saying it's likely the issue will go to the state Supreme Court. This comes after the Illinois Elections Board voted unanimously to keep the former president on the ballot. Early voting in Illinois' primary starts next week. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to soon hear arguments in a similar challenge from Colorado. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
University of Illinois police are sharing more information about the death of 18-year-old Akul Dewan. In a statement, they said they began searching for the student as soon as he was reported missing by a friend in the early hours of January 20th. Dewan was found 9 hours later behind a building on Nevada Street in Urbana by an unrelated university employee. Police say they did drive through this area. Police also say their investigation indicated Dewan had been drinking, was denied entrance to the Canopy Club, and turned down two offers for a rideshare. The report goes on to say this information was not included in the initial contact with his friend. Dewan's father, Ish Dewan, says the press release is heartbreaking. He says the tragedy was preventable and campus police are responsible. The county coroner found signs of hypothermia on Dewan's body, but hasn't determined the cause of death. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team won on the road last night against the Michigan Wolverines 77-64. Illini senior guard Makira Cook led the Illini with 20 points and 6 assists. Illinois improved to an overall record of 10-10 and are 4-6 in Big Ten conference play. Next up for Illinois is a road game on Monday, February 5th at 7 p.m. against the Purdue Boilermakers. Still to come, a new radio station launches today that will amplify Black voices and music with R&B, gospel, jazz, and high-quality news programs. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, we'll talk about the migrants being bused to Chicago from Texas and how downstate communities across Illinois are either preparing to do their part or are already helping take in migrants and integrating them into their communities. We'll hear from organizers in the Quad Cities, Bloomington Normal, and Champaign-Urbana. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This morning, Illinois Public Media is expanding its commitment to serving all communities. Illinois Soul is on the air in Champaign-Urbana. The station will amplify Black voices and music with R&B, gospel, jazz, and high-quality news programs. A few weeks ago, I talked with two of the visionaries behind Illinois Soul, Jill Clements, our Associate Director of Corporate Support, and Reginald Hardwick, our News and Public Affairs Director. They told us where you can listen to Illinois Soul and gave us a sneak peek of what will be heard.
You know, Illinois Soul will be part of our portfolio here at Illinois Public Media. People will be able to hear it on FM 101.1 here in Champaign-Urbana. And outside of the Twin Cities, you can tune it in on a high-definition radio at FM 90.9 HD2. And this change will not change any of the classical programming on 90.9 HD1. So if you love your classical music on 90.9, very important, it's not going anywhere.
Jill, what kind of music will people be able to hear on Illinois Soul, and when will they be able to hear it?
Monday through Friday will feature smooth jazz, R&B, and neo-soul. On the weekends, we'll continue and add specialty programming there, including gospel.
What up, everybody? It's me, your man, Will Downing. Welcome to the Wind Down.
Hello, hello, beautiful, beautiful people. This is Deborah Bond, and you're listening to Pillow Talk with my girl, Angela.
Music from the Chicago Mass Choir, O Taste and See. Right now, it's brand new music from Kirk Franklin. We win right here, Inside the Cut.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just wait.
And also, what makes us excited about Illinois Soul, we'll be showcasing Black-hosted NPR programs such as 1A, Code Switch, It's Been a Minute, Reveal, Jazz Night in America, and more.
I'm Jen White. This is 1A. Quick question. What is the most common store in the U.S.? What do you think? Target? Maybe Walmart? It's Dollar General. There are more than 19,000...
What's good, y'all? You're listening to Code Switch. I'm Gene Demby.
And I'm Lori Lizarraga.
In this episode, we're talking about who gets to call the shots, who takes the hits, and what the NFL can tell us about why corporate diversity plans fail. And to get into all this...
This is Our Body Politic. I'm Farai Chidea. This week, we're kicking off the show with a special roundtable to talk about Elon Musk's rocky takeover of Twitter and what that means for the future of Black Twitter. I've invited show contributor and Washington Post columnist.
So this time on Jazz Night in America, we celebrate Samara Joy. I'm Christian McBride.
I make a date for God, and you can bet your life it rains.
Try to give. And Jill, why target Black audiences at this time?
The need is great. The desert is there. And again, as Reginald was mentioning, this is part of our mission, is to engage and inspire all communities.
What's important about Illinois Souls, we're going to have programming that we're talking with experts to empower the audience with helpful information.
Jill, you're a townie, born and raised in Champaign. Why is this station important for this area?
It's a way for this community to be seen, heard, and celebrated. So we look forward to doing that 24/7.
That was Jill Clemens and Reginald Hardwick of Illinois Public Media telling us about the new Illinois Soul. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and mild with a high of 55 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Colin Highslope. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.